Hey guys, it's James and Steve here from the Bubble Podcast.
Hey guys.
And we just want to wish you a happy 4th of July. Happy birthday, America.
ID4, Independence Day, 4th Woo! Of July. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's sad that we can't go to any fireworks shows or go out. But just try and stay safe and have fun while you can.
Yep, do what you can do. Have some fun, eat a burger. Have a hot dog. Watch the hot dog eating contest. That's always good for some fun. My personal Nasty. Favorite is Joey Chestnuts from San Jose.
Yeah.
Happy 4th of July, everybody. Have a great day. Cheers, James.
Cheers, Dad.
How are you?
I'm good.
Time for a special 4th of July edition of the Bubbles Podcast. Are you ready to do this?
Yeah, I am.
Let's get into it.
All right.
All right? Okay, cool.
I've got my octopus glass.
Oh, that is some good Topo Chico. I have my special glass that you got for me that's made out of a Topo Chico bottle. So
yep.
There you can see the bottle right beside the glass.
We only drink Topo Chico water out of our Topo Chico glasses now.
That's true. Yeah. So, it's the 4th of July, Independence Day.
Yeah.
Holiday. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. We went down to the pool. We had some burgers that we made. We just cooked an apple pie. We still have the smell in our house. It's really nice.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So, burgers, apple pie, pool, sounds like 4th of July. Even if we can't go to the beach or go to fireworks or anything like that.
Nope.
Because of the coronavirus COVID-19, but that's okay.
Yep.
So, you know, we talked about on the podcast that we wanted to set up a rating system for things. Do you remember?
Yeah.
So I thought we could start that today.
Mm-hmm.
So you came up with the idea of rating things by bottle caps.
Yep.
Of a scale of 1 to 5 Topo Chico caps.
Yep.
So why don't we start with some of the things we did today and you can give your rating. Okay.
Okay.
And then I'll give mine too. So let's rate the time we had at the pool.
I'd give it 3 Topo Chico caps.
3 Topo Chico caps, and why?
I mean, I don't know about you, but I've been to the pool so many times over quarantine because it opened up and there's nothing else to do that I'm kind of finding it boring. And we were planning to grill right next to the pool and have a nice time. But they only had one of the 2 grills open, and there was a huge line for that grill.
Yeah, good. Yeah, so you know what? My rating is going to be 3 out of 5 Topo Chico caps as well.
Yeah.
For the same reasons. I'm happy they opened the pool again, and we can go and use it in the hot tub. But it's just kind of weird, because everything's spread out. There can only be 13 people in the whole area at any one time, and
yeah.
You got to wear a mask when you're not in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weird, but yeah, 3 out of 5. What about the burgers? Can you rate the burgers?
Burgers out of 5 Topo Chico caps, I'm going to give it 4.5.
Okay.
4.5, because they were great burgers, but every burger has room for improvement unless you go to an amazing restaurant that's been making them for like 50 years.
I can support that, but these were really good. So,
they were.
Our producer bought some really good meat. It was organic. Ground chuck, I think, 80-20, and we used that to make the patties. We had some nice sharp cheddar cheese to go on them and some good buns. So that was good. So I'm going to rate the burgers 4 out of 5 Topo Chico caps.
Nice.
What about the apple pie? I know we haven't tasted it yet, but how about making the apple pie? What are you going to rate that?
Making the apple pie? I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5 because we made a pretty nice crust, and you made an amazing filling. We haven't gotten to try it yet, but it looked so good. And it's cooling right now. Google says we have to cool it for 2 hours. I don't support that. But, I mean, who cools a pie for 2 hours? Come on. But,
Isn't there, like, cartoons and stuff where they leave the pie on the counter and somebody comes along and steals it?
Or
on the window?
And it was kind of stressful baking the pie because we, like, our pie crust, we thought that it would cook within, like, at least I thought it would cook within, like, 20 minutes, 25 minutes. And it ended up taking, like, around 30 to 40.
Yeah, it took a long time to cook the pie crust, for sure. But it smells good now, so let's let it cool, and we'll try it with a little bit of ice cream. And that should be a pretty delicious way to finish off our Independence Day celebration.
Yep.
Cool, good. So I've got my little, you know, we talked about I've got the Topo Chico glass, but I also have this thing. You've seen me use this thing before, right? What am I holding up?
You're holding up a lemon or lime juicer.
Yeah, it's a little one. It's just good for one or two lemons or limes, and it's got a little spout on it. So you juice the fruit on the top, and it's got some grippers here so you can squeeze down and twist it. And then the juice drops into the bottom without any seeds in it. And it's, like, just perfect for, you know, one or two glasses of Topo Chico. You pour a little bit of that in, and then the Topo on top.
Oh, that sounded amazing.
Is that the ASMR sound? There you go.
Ooh.
And, well, yeah, that's really delicious.
Yeah. Speaking of lemon and lime, I actually have something pulled up right here. I'm going to do a little keyboard action, even though we already have it pulled up, because I know you guys like that. I have some from Medical News Today. I think that's a good source. I'm not completely sure. I have
You never know what you can believe on the internet, right?
Yeah. I have the health benefits of lemons versus limes.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So they have things that they have in common, like they contain lots of vitamin C.
You know what?
C.
Before you go on, you know what this is?
What?
This is time for Topo Facts! Okay, keep going.
Alright, so like they say things like they contain lots of vitamin C, and they contain flavonoids. What are flavonoids?
Flavonoids. Interesting.
Flavonoids are phytochemicals that may have several health benefits, such as for heart disease and metabolic disorders.
Well, that's good, because we don't want any heart disease or metabolic disorders.
Yep. They contain antioxidants, and they may aid weight loss over time. And now, the great thing about them is they have the nutrition facts here, and they have the macronutrients and the vitamins and minerals. So, calories for one lemon is 24.4, and for a lime is 20.1.
So, both very low, but the lime's a little bit lower.
Yeah, they say down here that the nutritional benefits of lemons and limes are the same, although lemons have slightly more of some vitamins and minerals. The difference is too small to have any effect.
So, lemons win then, right? Is that what it says?
Well, I mean, limes win in taste, at least for me personally. Okay. Yeah, it says they have more potassium and all of that. But, what is folate? It says here that it has more folate. I'm going to find out what that is.
Okay, well, while you're looking for folate, you know, this actually ties in really nicely because we didn't talk about our topics for the podcast.
Nope.
But I have a topic that ties in perfectly with this. So I wanted to talk for my Topo fact about soda versus Topo Chico and the health benefits. And you can see here on my notes, actually, that's what I wrote down.
Wow.
I know, right? We're on the same page.
Awesome.
Isn't that crazy? So I did a little bit of research. How many calories do you think are in one can of Coca-Cola?
I'm going to say 230.
You're a little high. I think that some of the other sodas do have that many. But just a regular Coca-Cola Classic can is 140 calories.
Jeez.
What about Topo Chico?
Zero?
Zero, yeah, zero, exactly. The other one that I checked, because I was interested, and I wanted to do a little bit of research, because, you know, I'm watching my sodium in my diet. I think sodium's not really good for you, and you should try to minimize it. And how much sodium do you think is in that same can of Coke?
I'm going to say 30 milligrams?
It's 45 milligrams of sodium, which is salt,
wow.
Right?
Yeah.
In a can of Coke. And what about Topo Chico?
Zero.
Wrong there.
Wait.
Well, so most carbonated water?
15 milligrams.
There is 15 on there? Okay, on my research it showed 10, but I didn't look on the actual package, so these ones have 15. Okay. Most water, sparkling water, waters that you buy will have some sodium in it, There's sodium naturally in water, and then sometimes it's an additive as well. I guess for preservative and for flavor, I don't know. But it's certainly a lot less. 10 milligrams is quite minor.
I'm going to say something. Dasani. Here's another thing to search up here. Dasani sodium.
You think Dasani's the one that has high sodium?
Dasani has lots of sodium. They're a 16.9-ounce bottle of flavored water contains 29 grams, not milligrams, grams of sodium.
Wow.
Here it says 15 milligrams. That's an insane percentage. It's 1% of the daily value of sodium just by drinking water.
Wow.
Think about that. That's crazy. Guys, don't buy Dasani.
Wow. So, I had another topic. If you think are we done with Topo Facts?
Yeah. And I have the folate Wikipedia up here if you want me to read you this.
No, that's okay.
You sure?
Folate it's a vitamin, right?
Mineral? It's a vitamin that could, in small amounts, reduce the risk of stroke.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I was looking the other day, I think it was Instagram. They had some Topo Chico related content that came up, and I thought there was something really interesting on there that would be like just perfect for the Bubbles podcast. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what we're going into here.
Okay, so let's do it. So what it said on that ad is that on the new special 125-year anniversary Topo Chico 12 packs,
they have a QR code on them, and the QR code says there's an augmented reality experience.
So, I've got a case right here.
So, we're going to see this experience and how amazing it is.
Here's the QR code. Discover our augmented reality behind each special edition label. Okay, I'm going to scan this code with my smartphone.
All right.
Let's say go. Let's see where this takes us. So it's loading.
Loading right now.
Okay.
There we go.
And here we go. Your phone is not compatible with this experience. Uh-oh.
Oh no! All right. I guess we're trying mine. Sorry, guys.
I have a brand new iPhone. I don't know how it can't be compatible. There's the QR code right there.
If our audio is a little louder here, it's because I'm using the same phone to actually record this. So let's see what it brings up here.
Hopefully your device is better than mine and we can actually do this thing.
Yep.
If not, we'll have to save it for a future podcast.
Yeah. Allow. Oh, there we go. Okay, it says to scan a label.
Okay.
And learn our history. All right, guys, we had some technical difficulties. So we're going to be back at it now. My dad's device is compatible. It was just on the wrong browser. So now we're going to be trying it again. And it goes quite fast the last time we tried this. So we're going to try and read it as much as we can to you. But we don't know how much we'll get done, okay?
Okay, let's do it. Let's do the modern label, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's see here. I'm scanning. The label on the bot.
Almost. You have to scan it almost perfectly. Their software really isn't the best here.
There, I got one. 1926.
And their dream of growing to a job-generating company. Topo Chico hopped on the train to expand its distribution.
Our new label introduced for the first time a historic legend. The Springs featuring Aztec Princess.
Her spirit lives on today.
Our legend began with the discovery of the spring during the Aztec
Empire. From them to the mineral water inside these bottles remains true to the source. Discover all of Topo Chico's vintage labels. For the full story behind Topo Chico's 125th anniversary, since 1895, Topo Chico mineral water.
Cool. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, it goes fast, though.
Yeah. So, you know, there's I saw that on, I think it was Instagram, but then that was early in the week last week, and then there was some stuff going on this week with social media. Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't.
So a lot of really big companies have decided to stop advertising on social media completely. And Topo Chico was one of them. So they put out a thing on their Instagram or their Facebook saying, you know, we've decided to pause our social media campaign. We won't be advertising on social media anymore. And a bunch of other big companies did it as well. I think Coca-Cola, many, many big companies. And the reason that they decided to pause their advertising on social media, James, do you know why?
Is it BLM?
It's partly BLM, yeah. It's, you know, there's a lot of things on social media right now that are very divisive for the country and for the world. There's a lot of people that are, there's racist speech on there. There's a lot of political speech on there. Things that, you know, I certainly don't want to be associated with, and I'm sure you don't either.
Me neither.
And these big companies too, I think they're realizing that society is looking for change and demanding that these social media companies, you know, fix their content of some of the stuff that they're putting out on their platform. So hopefully this will be just another part of the changes that we see going on in the world that make it better for the future, to make it equal and fair for everybody, right?
Yeah.
That's what we want. Everybody should be able to enjoy a nice Topo Chico no matter who you are and where you're from and, you know, what your history is. So.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that, James.
Okay, so since we're doing a double upload this weekend, do you want to end this here? We've got around 15 minutes, I think, of content.
Well, let me take a look at my notes here and see if there was any other topics that we wanted to hit on that maybe we didn't get to yet. Let's see here. We did the pool time. We went through that. Yeah, I think we covered everything off on my topics list, James.
All right.
How about you?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I only had one topic for today, but it was a nice topic, I think, with the lemon and lime.
Yeah, that was really cool, and it tied in so good with my topic too.
Yeah.
About the calories and the sodium. So that was a good topo facts segment. We have to do the bumpers for our segments, huh? We'll have to do some music.
Yeah,
for
some
them.
Stings. I don't know how to insert those in the right places, though. It's kind of hard to do that.
And what are we gonna do on our next podcast episode?
On our next podcast? Geez. We're going to have to find out. Maybe another recipe. Actually, I know.
Don't we have another taste test?
Yeah, we have another taste test. Our third test, cool. Taste test. And I'm excited for this one because, hinting at a little something here, my personal favorite brand of water, I don't get it. We don't get it very often because it's quite expensive.
I thought it was Topo Chico.
Okay, so Topo Chico is my favorite, right? Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But as a treat sometimes, they have this beautiful still water called Hawaii, and it's filtered mainly through volcanic rock.
Wow.
In the Hawaiian mountains. And that, so they get it from that source, and it's so good. And our producer found a sparkling version of it.
Wow.
So I'm really excited to try that one. And we'll have to see that next time on the podcast.
Well, I have a request from you also for our next podcast. Maybe the next one or the one after. But I would like to talk about your bottle collection. So maybe you could bring like a few of your favorites and talk about where you got them. Maybe they're from faraway lands, something like that, okay? So we'll have a segment on your bottle collection. Because you do have a big bottle collection that you've been collecting for years.
Yep.
Hopefully they're all going to make the move to the new house okay without getting broken.
Eh, yeah. I could care to lose a few of them, though. Oh, I have so many Ray Moon bottles.
So, what do you think? That's enough for the 4th of July special episode, James?
I think it is.
I think so, too. I think we did good. So, we always want to say thank you to all the listeners.
Thank you.
Please remember to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or any of whatever podcast app that you're listening to.
Shoot us an email at thebubblespodcast@gmail.com. Or if you're on Anchor, you could send us a voice message through their messaging system. I don't know quite how it works, but we'll find it out. And maybe we could play that on the podcast.
Yeah, definitely. And we want to wish everybody a safe and fun 4th of July weekend.
Yep.
And until next time, I'm Steve.
I'm James.
And this is Bubbles.
Woo! Bubbles.